So yesterday we wrapped up the discussion on the virtues and the status of parents based on verses 23, 24 and 25 of Surah Banu Israel. And we went through many ahadith, and you'll find the podcast to these discussions on the Radio Islam website. I concluded on two or three important points yesterday. The one is that you've got to be obedient to your parents and fulfill their rights, even if they do wrong by you, even if they oppress you. They will be answerable for what they do. That does not give you an excuse for not fulfilling their rights. The second thing we discussed is that you still have to be kind and obedient to your parents, even if they are non-Muslim. And we quoted examples of that from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Of course, you won't obey them in that which constitutes disobedience to Allah. But other than that, you've got to fulfill their rights. You've got to serve them. You've got to help them. You've got to honor them. You've got to be there for them. And the last point we mentioned, that after your parents pass on, you've got to continue seeking forgiveness for them, giving charity on their behalf, even if you were a disobedient child, but you can make up for it. Allah will then make them happy because of the du'as that you made for them. Actually, they'll be surprised by the high rank that they will achieve. They'll say, but we never did so much of good deeds. How come we're getting such a high rank in Jannah? And they will be told, this is as a result of the many du'as and supplications that your children made for you. Now we continue. The next verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ. Give to the kinsman his right, wal miskeen, and to the needy, wabn as-sabil, and the traveller. Wala tubadhir tabdhira, and do not squander senselessly. So after talking about the rights of parents, first Allah spoke about his own rights. We must worship him alone. Then the rights of parents. Now the rights of kinsmen in general, family people in general. Al-aqrab fal-aqrab, those who are closer to you will have a greater right as those who are not that closest to you in terms of relationship. Then if they are equally close to in relationship, let's say for example both are siblings, then one who is more in need will require more of your assistance. Then the needy in general, the traveler. At times the traveler requires various forms of assistance because he's away from his base. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا, and do not squander senselessly. So Allah says, as far as these categories of people are concerned, your parents, your kinsmen, your relatives, the needy in general, the traveler, monetary needs, fulfill it in any other need that they may require. Use that which Allah has bestowed upon you to help the other servants of Allah, but not squander the wealth that Allah has given you. The worst form of squandering is to use it in the wrong avenue, to use it in sin, then to use it in futile activities, which may not necessarily be sinful, but they have no benefit, worldly or spiritual. And then do not use the wealth which Allah has given you to trample upon the rights of others, to do wrong by others. So there's various categories. One is you can use the bounties of Allah to commit a haram. Worse than that is to commit a haram against someone, because then it's the right of Allah and that person. Less than that, but still not acceptable, is to spend it in futile activities. So the worst form is to commit haram upon others, then to commit haram acts, which does not relate to the rights of others, and then to commit futile acts. All of that will be considered that you're squandering which Allah has given you. And squandering a bounty is not only money. Time is a bounty from Allah. Talent is a bounty from Allah. Knowledge is a bounty from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Opportunity is a bounty from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then in the next verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Surely the squanderers are the brothers of the devils. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And shaitan is ungrateful to his sustainer. So wealth is a great bounty from Allah. You can use it for acts of ibadah and worship, for peace of mind, for stability in life. To squander it is an act of ingratitude. That's wealth. And every other bounty of Allah, like I just said, knowledge, opportunity, talent, etc. Why does Allah say that those who squander are the brothers of shaitan? Because shaitan did exactly that. Allah gave him opportunity, Allah gave him talent, Allah gave him ability, and he squandered his Allah bestowed powers in rebellion and deviation and defiance. So Allah says, don't do that, otherwise you become the brother of the devil. Now, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll unpack what do the scholars say. What is the difference between tabdhir? Allah talks about mubadhirin. And in Surah Araf, Allah talks about israf, musrifin. What is the difference? Some say there's no difference. Two words with a similar meaning. Some say tabdhir or mubadhirin are those who use their wealth or any bounty of Allah in that which is impermissible. And musrifin or israf is to use it in that which is permissible but beyond the extent of need. That is the one difference that the scholars highlight there. Now, in terms of examples, what would be israf and what wouldn't be, that is what we will unpack tomorrow, inshallah. The statements of some of the sahaba and some of the tabi'een, we'll take a look at that. But may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from being squanderers and from wasting in any way.